You know what I need to do? I need to remove all the chairs from my house. Yeah, because I actually am paying attention to how often I sit during the day, and it's all the time. I'm always sitting. If there's a place to sit, I will sit in it. If there's a chair to be sat in, I will put my buns in them. I will sit everywhere. When I eat, I will sit. When I watch TV, I will sit. When I'm working at my desk, I will sit. When I'm doing my radio program, I will sit. When I have to go to the bathroom, I would sit. Sometimes I'll stand up if I'm lazy, but usually I'll sit on the toilet. I sit everywhere. When I go to the movies, I sit. Everything is sitting for me. If I'm taking a walk in the park and there's a park bench, I will sit on the bench. I will sit and I will watch people walk by. I will sit on a bench and watch other people walk. What I must do is remove all my chairs, all my couches, I have a lot of them. Just in case I'm standing in an area of a room, I always have the ability to sit down at that particular place in the room. I have chairs all over the place. I have chairs, couches, and I have stools. I'm not talking about the physical problems with my stools. I'm talking about the stools that you sit in. Because I don't exercise. I won't exercise. I'm not going there. We've been through this before. I am not going to exercise. Unless I'm Oprah and I can hire people to come over and move my arms for me, I'm not exercising. But I must not sit so much. I must start doing things standing up. I must not walk more because I have nowhere to go. But I must just stand there. I went to the zoo about a month ago around Mother's Day. It's what I do on Mother's Day. I go to the zoo. There's no connection. I just happen to be. And I was watching these cranes, not the kind that construct houses, these birds. They have very, very skinny legs, flamingos. And they stand there all day. They never sit down. They sleep on their feet. And their feet are very, very skinny. They're like pencils. But yet they somehow balance and they're always standing. Do they look healthy? No. They look horrible. They have a nice pink color, those flamingos. But, you know, still, I'm not looking at flamingos going, wow, what a specimen of God's health those birds are. No, I'm not. I must not sit so much. So if you know me, and God help you if you do, but if you know me, say, hi, Ron, by the way, don't sit so much. I would appreciate that. I think we all need people in our lives to tell us what we're doing wrong. Isn't that why somebody gets married? Isn't that the purpose? You have somebody with you almost 24/7 who can tell you what a horrible person you are all the time. Point out all your negativities, your foibles, all the things you're not doing really properly. That's why you get married, to keep you on track. So what's up with the Trump White House thing? How come his wife isn't on his ass 24/7? What's wrong with her? She's too quiet. I never hear her talk. I never see her sit down either. I never see her stand up. I never see her at all. Trump's wife, Ivana, Donna, Melina, Maluna, I don't know what the hell her name is. I have no idea what it is. She needs to be a wife to him and say, Don, shut the hell up, Don. You tweet one more thing, I'm going to break your knuckles. How about that, Don? Just shut up. Just do your job and shut the hell up. That's what a wife should do for her husband. Keep him on track. Obviously, she's not doing her job. All right, let's start the show. Crazy.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird. If you like that sort of thing.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Whatever.
I gotta sit down.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you.
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program. You may now sit down. Thank you. Please make yourself comfortable, please. I have gristle in my feet. I have great disdain for the human race right now. Oh! Yeah, they suck. They just suck. The human race sucks. If Jesus does have a second coming, I think Jesus would look at everything and say, "Wow, you guys messed this up really bad. This all sucks." You know, Jesus would say, "What would Jesus say?" I came to your planet in order to sacrifice for goodness, and then I leave, and you mess things up. As soon as I turn my back, you screw up humanity. Humanity's been screwed up since the beginning. We kill each other all the time, even for religious reasons. The one thing that's supposed to cement us to a higher place is the biggest reason that we kill each other. It's just so crazy. The Christians and the Lions sounds like two football teams. Well, actually, one of them is. I was rooting for the Lions. It's just not right. Humanity, it's not going well. People aren't doing it right. They're very simple components to humanity. There's other people on the planet. Get along. Stop fighting each other. We're all living here. Just get along. What's your problem? God, don't you get it? There's other people around. Respect them. They'll respect you, hopefully. And if not, they'll be fed to the lions. What is so difficult with that whole concept? We only have one planet. We're on the same boat, man. We're all on the same boat. You put a hole in this boat, we're done. No more boats. Got to get a bigger boat. There aren't any. This is it. Have you heard about this mission to Mars? This is very freaky, and it's absolutely true. No, Donald, it's not a conspiracy theory. This is true. The word is out that there's going to be a mission to Mars. It's going to be a one-way spaceship to Mars, and human beings will attempt to colonize on Mars. They're taking just a select number of people. Hopefully, see, here's what you got to understand. You don't come back. It'll take you like half a decade to get there. Maybe a decade. I don't know the travel times. I didn't Google. Earth to Mars. I don't know. I didn't know the airport designation, so I couldn't quite figure out what the travel time was. But I think it's anywhere from 5 to 10 years. Unless there's a delay at the airport, could be 12 years if they don't take off on time. Anyway, it's a one-way thing, man. You get in the spacecraft. Hopefully you survive. They assume you will. They're doing everything they can to, you know, make sure it does, but who knows? You're in a capsule with like maybe a dozen other people or something. Try to get along with them. try that. That alone is impossible. Then you actually get to Mars. You don't know what to find up there. I don't know if you can breathe up there or not. I don't think so. I don't even know what they have up there. You colonize and you die there. I know. It's crazy. Check it out. It's a real thing. The most fascinating part of this story, and I read this, therefore it must be true. There was a guy who was in his, I think he's in his 50s or 60s or something, and he wants to be one of the people that go to Mars because these people will be legends throughout, you know, the rest of eternity, that these are the first people to go to Mars and sacrifice their lives, basically, to see if it can be colonized. So the guy was like, he's really into space and he's really into the universe stuff and he really wants to do it. So he signed up for it. And basically, when you sign up for this mission, you're signing your death certificate. Yes, literally, that is what you're doing. I think you have to sign a piece of paper that says, do you realize that you will die either on the way to Mars or on Mars? Do you realize this? And you're not going to like blame me or sue me, are you? I think you have to sign that. So he signs up for it. He wants to do this. His family, his wife and his children say, hey, hold up, baby. You're a parent. You're my husband. You're a father. You're choosing to go to Mars over living with us here on Earth? What are you, crazy? What are you saying about us? What, are we driving you nuts? I'll do anything to get off the planet. My wife and my children are driving me crazy. Some way out of this, please. Yeah, I'll take a chance. I'll die, sure. Anything to get me off this planet with my crazy wife and her children. I mean, she went nuts. She said, how can you do that? How can you actually say I'm going to give up my life and my family to go to Mars? It's a one-way ticket, buddy. She divorced him. Now, the mission may never take place. He may not even be chosen. But she was so incensed that he even signed up for it under those circumstances, she divorced him. I agree with her. I agree with her. You're right, hon. You're right. Donald Trump, if you're listening, it sounds like a great mission. Why don't you sign up too? You can tweet from the spacecraft, and when you get to Mars, you can tweet all you want. It's a perfect thing. Can you imagine, Don? You can build hotels up there and a golf course. Go, Don, go. Go now. Get on a spaceship that's leaving tomorrow, please. And go for a suicide mission. Go for it, baby. You may survive. Then you'd be even more famous. Think about that, Don. You'd be even more famous than you are now. Because it isn't working for you right now. Everybody on the planet knows who you are. And more than half of them want you off this planet as soon as possible before you cause any more interplanetary problems. Sign up, Don. Sign. You're signing all that legislature there in the Oval Office. Someone slip him this paper by mistake about going to Mars. Just slip it into that little pamphlet thing. He'll sign anything. And then he'll pose with the thing. He'll pose with the booklet. Slip that in there. Make him sign that thing that he's going to Mars, please. Do I ask a lot of you? Do it. Do it.
The three sweetest words in podcasting? Ron Van Dam. Wow. Gave myself a little erection saying that one. And I forgot to turn off the microphone. Oops.
All right. I want to talk about medicine men. Not doctors. The people who may be doctors, but think that they have the cures for everything. We're going to speak to a doctor in just a few minutes. But I have to do this lead-in for legal purposes and also for moral purposes. This doctor has written a very prolific book, which is doing very well. And he poo-poos medicine, and he says, you know, there's natural stuff in your cupboard that can cure just about anything and actually prevent various diseases as well. Now, you have to be a little bit careful here because somebody is suggesting what you should put into your body. Always take that with a grain of salt. And I'm not saying that literally you take these things with a little bit of salt. That's just an expression. There are many cures for things. We would not want you to have a disease and not have it cured because someone told you that you can have, you know, a watermelon and that'll cure everything. Don't, you know, whatever. I absolve myself completely of whatever decisions you may make, but I issue caution when you listen to interviews like this. You're old enough to make your own decisions. If you're a child and you're listening to this program, go somewhere, go play, go out and play. You shouldn't be listening to this kind of crap anyway. Nobody should. So, here he is, and he's written a book. It's doing very well. You come up with your own decisions and your own responses. Here we go. Dr. Cass Ingram joins us now. He's author of a great new book. And we're talking about allergies and that the cure is actually in the cupboard for all your sneezing problems. What prompted you to do this?
Well, I don't know. You know, I made that discovery about 1993 or so that we don't know what we're doing. And, yeah, I mean, I'm pounding away, you know, taking all these synthetic vitamins and giving stuff to my patients and IVs. And I stumbled upon this crazy thing that the spices have medicinal properties. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know about turmeric, you're hearing about that, yeah, and yes, cinnamon for diabetes. But yes, I first started talking about wild oregano.
Oh.
You ever hear of it?
No. I've heard of oregano, okay, but not wild, no.
Okay, so wild oregano grows in the mountains in Turkey and Greece and all that, and it was known as Joy of the Mountains, not because they made Greek pizza in the 4th century B.C., but because they used it as a drug, honest to God. And the Romans, too. You unearth a Roman pharmacy, and it says rosemary, oregano, sage. And so wild oregano, you have oil of oregano, you have capsules known as Oregamax, juice of oregano. They're on the market now, but that's a powerful antihistamine.
Huh.
Crazy. It's a virucide. It'll kill any virus. We've proven it in scientific studies. I mean, I had to write the cures in the cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
It's an antibacterial, and it's antifungal. So let's say you have seasonal allergy.
Yeah.
You got mold in the air, you got histamine, you got pollen, you got potential for sore throat and bacteria and earache. And what do we treat an earache with? They treat it with an antibiotic. So oil of wild oregano, fortunately, you know, there's... It's coming from the high mountains of Turkey, so it's like super highly potent, high quality.
Right.
It will destroy any allergy reaction, even if you have a food allergy.
Really?
Yeah. It shuts it down.
So, and this is available in like natural food places, or where do you find this kind of thing?
Oh, like if you went into a natural food place, you'd find some 4 or 5 oil of oreganos. The original one is the Oreganol P73. That's what we've done all the research on.
Right.
Highly potent, and so you'd find it there. You could, if you went online to sort of see what it looks like, you could go to like AmericanWildFoods.com, Oreganol.com, or iHerb, whatever. You could see wild oregano oil, P73 is what we use. And here's what I found out. I used to have terrible hay fever being from Iowa, corn state, you know.
Sure, sure.
And you take the, if you start taking the oil of oregano and the Oregamax crude herb, because the crushed herb is in the capsule, you start taking that every day and you do not have hay fever. You do not have pollen sensitivity. Hmm. I had a lady who was sensitive to cats. She loves cats, but she can't be around them.
Yes.
So we just gave her oil of wild oregano, the capsules.
Yes.
And told her to spray the cat down with orega spray, which is oregano and bay leaf and lavender.
Right.
No, she can grab the cat and hug the cat now.
That's right.
So we don't know, but we know it's a tremendously powerful way to stabilize the mast cells and stop the histamine. Case history. You know, histamine and anaphylactic shock, like you get a sting and somebody could go into shock and even die, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this guy's in Vail, Colorado. That's kind of high up there. He's sensitive to bees. 2 weeks before, he got stung and almost died. Somehow, God's using him as a lesson.
Yes.
He gets stung in the jugular vein.
Am I?
It's in my book. He drops down and starts dying in anaphylactic shock. My friend was up there, an herbalist, and he had a bottle of the P73 oil. He pries open the guy's jaw and injects the oil of oregano into his mouth.
Yeah.
And he takes a bunch of it and saturates the bee sting. 5 minutes later, the guy's up and walking, sitting down at a cafe, and then the ambulance takes an hour and finally gets there, and they say, we don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah, by then, the guy would be dead. Hey,
he'd be dead.
Yeah.
I had it in front of me. I had a guy get stung by a bee. Myself, I did the same thing.
Yeah.
We got him up, and he quit shaking.
Yeah. Now, just to be clear, you just don't go to the store and buy a bunch of oregano and eat it. That's not the same thing.
Hey, did you see that article in the Daily Telegraph? I've been saying it for years. They can't afford to have that high mountain oregano in a shaker, so what they do is they cut it 50% with leaves.
Yeah.
Well, not that kind of leaves, but grass and tree leaves and things. And a lot of the oregano is Mexican oregano. That's not oregano. It's a different species, but you see it right on the label. Mexican oregano is very aromatic. Well, it's not medicinal. So if you're going to get these results, you get the oil. You could go, like, right now and look online, say, oregano P73.
Right.
Here's what we did in the studies with that. We tested it against cold and flu virus. It wiped out 100% or 99.9%. We tested it against MRSA. It killed it. We tested it against every known, you know, major bacteria that causes disease, including tuberculosis.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but it killed it.
Huh.
Yeah.
So doing this doesn't hurt you. Obviously, you're touting that it actually helps you and resolves. But even if you're skeptical, it doesn't hurt you to do this, right?
Well, have you ever heard anybody with fatality from oil of oregano?
Constantly. No, never, of course, never.
I mean, you think about all the horrible reactions that, you know, with drugs to such a degree that there are 200,000 deaths each year. And that's published in the major journals from a drug that's correctly prescribed. Then you have people who react to antibiotics and can even have terrible hives and shock reactions.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're not going to get into trouble with a spice extract.
Let me ask you this, a little bit off the subject matter, but a lot of people struggle with pain. And I know to disguise pain doesn't solve the original problem where the pain is coming from. But, I mean, the most prescribed thing in this country are painkillers, and they become addictive. Is there something natural that works somewhat?
Well, you can definitely take the super strength form of oil of wild oregano and rub it on a bum, hip, or knee, or ankle, and you're going to get some benefit. There was a study done in Turkey where it was found to be almost effective as Advil. About 80% is effective, just topical.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to get more aggressive, then you move into turmeric, you see?
Yes.
Turmeric is specifically for pain and inflammation. If you want to go another level, then you look at the cannabis.
Yes, I know. I know about that.
It has a significant anti-pain reaction.
Yes. Now, on the turmeric, A lot of people find that to be overpowering as far as the acidity, or I don't know about the acidity,
yes.
But, you know, so, because I started taking turmeric pills at one point, touting the wonderful results, and probably is the case, but my esophagus couldn't handle it.
Yes, that is quite true. One thing with turmeric is that esophagus and gallbladder.
Yeah.
But there's a special one that's sublingual drops.
Mm-hmm.
It's a combination of powerful cannabis with powerful full-spectrum turmeric.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just take like 5 drops twice a day. It's called Canacurmin. Mm-hmm. They can also look that up.
Yeah.
Canacurmin is about 10 times more powerful than the typical big pill. And you could also put that in tomato juice,
yeah,
or in grapefruit juice. And most people are tolerating that very well. It absorbs very quickly and doesn't cause so much gastric distress.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because most things are topical situations. I mean, not everything. Some things are internal organ kind of thing. But we tend to put these things into our bodies completely when it's one area of your body that really needs
attention.
I know,
and you're taking very powerful things that can cause gastric bleeding.
Yeah.
And also, you know, with some of the drugs like the Indocin Motrin, kidney failure. I've had several patients who pounded that, not under my prescription,
right,
and they ended up with permanent renal damage.
Yeah. Oh, if you watch the commercials, they tell you the great things about the medicine, and then they spend like a whole minute telling you it could kill you.
Wouldn't you think that would be bad for the drug companies? But it doesn't seem to make a difference.
No, it doesn't.
so for pain, I would definitely look at this Canacurmin extract.
Yeah.
See, cannabis. Cannabis won't cause so much heartburn, too, so one could even get the pure, unprocessed cannabis and take it internally for the pain component.
Yeah.
There's many brands, but we use the hemp and all, which is the purest and raw.
Yeah.
The other thing, think about this. If you take a look at chronic pain,
mm-hmm,
and you have, for example, infection in your body, you know, and you're taking the oil of oregano to help clear the infection, that sometimes will help. And another thing is not realized, pain can be caused, if it's in the joints, this is going to shock some people,
right,
from worms or parasites in the gut.
That's shocking.
So a lot of times I'll say, well, let's make an assessment why you have the pain, not just take a bunch of drugs.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, the book is just full of different ideas. And indeed, this is the way people used to live before we had like medicine in capsule form. This is the way things happened. And it's called The Cure is in the Cupboard. And give me some locations where I can find out more information about all of this.
You know, the book is like CassIngram.com, my website.
Okay.
CassIngram.com.
All right.
And, you know, like you say, check the health food store to see if they have some of these things.
Mm.
Bottom line is, you don't have to have allergy, hay fever, or sinus.
Mm.
You just take the natural medicine, follow the advice in the book.
Excellent. Always good to talk to you, and I'm sure we'll talk soon again.
Okay, take care.
You take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye. There you have it. I'm done, man. I am cooked. I am cooked like a goose. All right, fine, all right, stop arguing with me. Oh, my God, stop arguing. I don't like arguments, I don't like differences of opinion, although it's healthy, and if you're mature enough to hold a conversation where you both have differences of opinion, that can be very stimulating and very wonderful. But most humans aren't capable of having differences of opinion without throwing extreme emotions into it, getting hot under the collar, calling other people names. I'm guilty of that too. You have to be mature enough to handle that. But on the flip side of that, I really can't tolerate people that just agree with you about everything that you say. It's very, it's very Trump White House-ish. It's, house-ish. It's, you know, isn't it beautiful outside? But it's raining out. I said, isn't it beautiful outside? Yes, it is. Yes, it is beautiful. Yes, it is beautiful. That kind of thing I can't tolerate. Isn't it a lovely day, Joe? Oh, yes, it's lovely. Yeah, yeah, that's lovely. Yep, 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 yep. Isn't it horrible how people just aren't getting along? Oh, yeah, that's horrible. Yeah, that is horrible. You're right, absolutely horrible. Yes, terrible, horrible, 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 horrible. Don't you find that we're eating too much fat in our diet? Yes, way too much fat, way too much fat. There's no question about that. Way, way too much fat. You're absolutely right. I can't believe you said that. You're absolutely right. Yes, it is horrible. Isn't that a pretty girl? Oh, she's beautiful. Beautiful. I've never seen a girl like that. She's absolutely pretty. You're absolutely right. You are right. You are right. She is pretty. There is no question about that. She's absolutely pretty. Wow. How did you know that? Yeah, people that agree with me about everything, it's just like, oh my God. You know, you're placating me. I see right through you. You're transparent. It's awful. Transparency, by the way, to me was never a good thing. If you could see through something, that means that they weren't able to hide anything. So transparency would be like, hey, I can see right through you. You have no solidity. So I think it's a bad thing. Although they talk about being transparent as being a wonderful thing. No, then I can see right through you. What are you talking about? What's that? Then you're nothing. You're nothing to me. You're nothing to me. Oh, you're right, Ron. You're right, Ron. You are nothing to me. Oh, my God. Listen, have yourselves a wonderful day. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Until then, yeah, you got it. I wish you peace.